Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hope everybody's paying attention today because we have a friend calling in from Thailand, and his name is Master Montak Chi, and he's ranked 18th most spiritual people in the world. Welcome, Master. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thank you.
So this Qigong that you have been master of the year for twice, you know, it's kind of an exercise. Is it used for fighting and it's relaxation? What? Explain that to me.
Qigong is the work of breath. Qi means energy. Qigong means energy, and gong means practicing the energy. But practicing the energy is involved with how to breathe and how to breathe proper way. And that is what the Qigong. So Qigong, you have a sitting energy moving meditation. It's not quite the mind, but in the Tao state, we are very hard to just try to stop or not thinking anything in the mind. So in the Tao practice, it's using your mind to move energy. That means we have energy inside us. And the Tao discover there are meridians. So I'm the master in teaching the energy moving meditation. So you're sitting there, you feel energy, and there are pathway we call the microcosmic. That means a circle of energy in the body. So in the Tao, we believe that when we are in fetus and when we born, we have the energy moving inside us in two channels. We call the functional channel energy from the front and the governor channel energy from the coccyx, from perineum coccyx up the spine, up to the brain, and connecting to the front channel through the palate and tongue. Yeah. So when we are fetus, when we are baby, we have this orbit moving. We have healthy, growing, and but when we grow up, we speak or we do everything, and too much emotional and too much problem come in. Now, the tongue connection, the energy move in the circle is lost. So we lose it. And now people getting sicker, getting not well like that. And the Tao believe that is the purpose. So the whole opening of two channel is a very vital basic training in the Tao.
So it's kind of like the eye of the storm, right? You're trying to get yourself like you're in the middle of a storm where you're balanced, where you're letting go of things, you're relaxing, you're centering yourself, you know, where you're kind of in the middle, you're balancing yourself in this, like I call it the eye of the storm. You know, if you're in the middle of a storm, right, there you're safe. If you're outside that middle, you're going to get the remnants of the storm. So is that basically kind of the idea of centering yourself with the Qigong?
The centering yourself and feel energies moving. That means we born with this orbit. But when this orbit block, we start not energy don't moving, not circulating. We gradually have less and less energy and we get sick. That is the theory of opening the microcosmic.
We give everything a name, you know, cultures and things that happen through their culture and society and so forth. If there's only one quantum field. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just use this as a universal thing that everybody should pull from? Does that make sense? Like if there's one quantum field.
Yeah, in the Tao state, we born with it. Everybody had that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But sometimes I guess people outside of your world maybe need to embrace these things to some of their ideas to maybe enhance what that is more. Could that be a possibility? Could something, like if someone had some rationales that could plug into what you do, that's some other structure that fits within your system. Why don't we see things like that? It kind of maybe blend together where it's more of a universal thing. You ever thought about something like that?
Yeah. That means the same thing we say, energy circulation. That means we are human, we have energy, or we call life force, or in the West known as electromagnetic power. A human have outside us have electromagnetic power, randomly moving, but not alignment. But human have bioelectromagnetic power. That means we have electromagnetic power that have life that using it or moving it or directing it, or the whole body have this bioelectromagnetic power that in the West known as energy. And in the Tao we call qi, energy that have life that we can move. Okay. So that's why we call qigong is to increasing this bioelectromagnetic power that flow inside us, because every cell have this negative positive energy in there. So we call the negative. If we have too much positive energy, that means pain. So we need electro to combine with the positive electro. So two energy have to come into positive, passive, positive, negative, and energy can start to spin and active and moving. Gotcha. When we have pain or we get sick, the area have too much positive electro and gotcha. Have lesser or no negative electromagnetic power. And that is too much positive is manifest as pain.
So
that's why we call that, we call the energy qi moving. The same thing like the India, they call prana, but the Chinese call qi. Yeah.
Qi. So you're talking about the electro energy in human beings. It's, you know, when you talk about balance, is it,
yes.
It's not light or dark, right? It's more about the electrodes of the body.
Is the negative and positive have to be balanced.
Yeah. Based on the electrodes of the human body, but it's not like a light energy or dark energy type of thing.
No.
Because I think that part of it, you know, I don't know how you could break that down, but I think sometimes like from us, look, you know, I understand it because I'm a natural healer. I have energy coming out of my hands, you know, stones and things with transmitters will respond to me. I have Native American on both sides of my family. But I think if you understand that it's the electrical system of the human body needs to be balanced compared to light or dark, because sometimes you could read that as standpoint of the West, maybe could read that as light or dark energy. You know what I mean? I don't know if there's a way to differentiate
positive.
That.
Negative and positive, you can say at light and darkness, but there are no, a darkness, it doesn't mean bad. Light, it doesn't mean good. But when two light and darkness can be balancing, moving each other, yin push the yang, the dark push the light push the dark, light day and night.
Gotcha.
So the day and night, they are moving. Moving, continues on day and night like that. And that's how we call yin yang, negative and positive,
gotcha.
Light and darkness. And energy are moving because negative push the positive, positive pushing the negative. So we call the energy are spinning and moving inside us. So we call qi, life force, prana. That means it's moving. When it stop moving, there are no life existing.
I mentioned something that I've had this rationale coming through about creation of four. I don't know if you've ever heard creation of four, but I came up with this process that I was able to use content like video content, and I can use content to collect data because social media and human beings, they mirror themselves. And the only thing different between the social media and the human being is the algorithm, which is the business model of the app, which creates a balance based on their agenda. So if you understand human behavior, I was able to come up with a way to eliminate unconscious bias with data. So through this process, I kept pushing and I said, things are linear. Then I thought to myself that there's two mindsets in the world. There's a discovery mindset and there's a creation mindset. And I feel like 98% of society does things from a discovery mindset, which makes it harder to find the answer to anything. But if you come from a creation mindset, it's easier to find the answer, leading to creation of four tied to the human body. Have you ever, you know, and I can walk through that creation rationale for you. Have you ever heard anything like that, creation of four, like God created things in fours in a linear process?
Yes. I'm a Christian. I grew up in the church because my My fourth generation is all pastor and minister, you know.
Gotcha.
So I grew up in a church because so I read Bible so long, and when I learned the Tao practice, I like the Tao practice because they are not talking about too much. They are practical practice.
Yeah.
They have explanation what we are doing and how the body involved with it, and how this energy moving inside us, and how can we balancing negative and positive. In the Tao, we believe that Tai Chi. So Tai Chi symbol is yin, yin-yang. Yin push the yang, yang push the yin. Nobody win, nobody lose. And that's why when people have more negative, the yin have more energy than the yang. Okay, so they are out, they try to push the yang out, so they are out of balance. So in the Tao said, we are living in this world, we should find a balance, negative and positive. Sometimes we think bad, we don't like these people, we want to kick them on the ass or something like that. It's okay, as long as you can think and you want to do it, but you haven't do it, and you find a balance. I don't like him. I want to kick his ass, but I haven't do anything. But I try to find a negative and a positive part come to the balance, and you feel balanced, so it's okay. I don't like this guy. I just distant from this guy. I just don't get close to him or this kind of thing. So in the Tao said, it's try to find yourself balanced, and you don't have to hate the person, and you don't have to be like the person. Like that. So in an equal balancing way of negative and positive balancing, that's how you know Tao said, make yourself balance.
How about feng shui? Feng shui is a very similar thing. Is that like, that's the feng shui is environment. Like that's a piece of the puzzle. You know, you're talking about balance. Is there any pieces of the puzzle outside of Qigong that you practice that's a different?
Yeah, feng shui, you know, that is one of the, we call five environment, because human are very important of living in a good environment. So feng shui means wind, and shui means water. So that means a good place that have water, have mountain, have forest, or have tree, or have ocean. So that means a feng shui means a place that have all kind of elements, all five major elements: water, land, tree, a forest, and all the mountain and the water flow. So feng shui means a very good environments, and when you stay there, you are affecting by all these natural elements that nourish us. So every area, every places nourish different kind of people because of the feng shui, because of the land, water, mountain, and the land that have, when they have a harmony, we go to a place, oh, this place is so beautiful. They have everything there, have all the feng shui, have all the elements of the nature is present. So we call good feng shui. That means this land have a harmony energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very good to nourish and grow extraordinary people. Yeah. And that is in the Tao set, very important.
Well, that, you know, I believe that 100%, because does that not eliminate stereotypes? Because I've always said that, you know, everybody in the world has the same sensitivities, sensibilities, whatever you want to call it. But the thing that's different in their life is the environment, which creates a different path.
Yeah, the environment affects the person.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot that in the Tao we live. If we have a good environment, it nourish that person to have much more better energy, much more balancing energy.
Now, have you ever, in the Taoism, do they ever talk about the pineal gland?
Yes. The pineal gland we call light and darkness gland. And the pineal gland in the Tao is very important, because it's the first step in the practice. You have to find the location of the pineal and make connection to the pole star. So that is a whole practice, every single level that you have to do it. Because without The pole star alignment from the north make a line 45 degree up, and you're locating the in the middle, and you go up a little bit. That is where the location of the pineal gland. And you have to learn how to align the chin and make this pineal gland align to the pole star, the north star. And the big dipper involves so much about alignment of the pole star, and the seventh gland in the brain is involved with the big dipper. So every gland have to involve with the big dipper, how to activate all the brain and the center of the brain and the gland system of the brain.
What do you think about the calcification of the pineal gland? You know, here in the U.S., they have fluoride in the water, which calcifies the pineal gland, which limits sensory because, you know, if you want to have more sensory, you need to cleanse your pineal gland. Is that thought about? Do y'all protect your pineal gland over there in Thailand?
Yeah, the whole key is that every time when we sit, we have to align the tip of the nose and here, top of the crown, 45 degree, and find the pineal gland first. And after that, you have to find the alignment of the big dipper.
Gotcha.
The big dipper that we have the alignment called loop, called energy, like a big dipper. So I tell them to show the slide. So that we have, this is the first thing you have to learn. That's the first step. If you don't learn how to alignment with the pineal gland, with the big dipper, there's no practice here.
Yeah? Gotcha.
Because there are the important star that affect the important of the glands that involve with the light and darkness gland. And when we go into the dark room, so every January, February, March, we do the dark room practice. And the whole practice is involved with the big dipper and the pole star. Because we are in this northern hemisphere, are so much involved with pole star and the pineal gland. And that is the whole practice. So it's the nine level. Every level is practicing this pole star, big dipper, and the nine planets. How all these things affect our organs. Affect our brain, our glands. The brain is so much connecting with all these pole star and the pineal and all the pineal gland. You look at this picture.
Yeah.
That is how your alignment with the whole pineal gland right in here, alignment with the pole star, and mm-hmm. Now we have Vika coming in. And the big dipper aligned with all the gland system in the brain. And how this energy affect our energy flow into the body. So that is the whole. And the whole violet light is very important part in affecting our gland system. And
have you ever noticed that the bone, you know, when I was discovering this and realized that the pineal gland was God's data center, right? The bone, when I talk about creation of four and how it's tied to the body, the bone in the head, right? When you look at the third
the sutra,
eye,
yeah.
The symbol, and then you look at the bone in the head and you put that bone, that slanted bone, you realize that bone is a 1/4 slant on a flat surface. And that speaks to creation of four from the beginning.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tied to the pineal gland, with that being a 1/4 slant. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Yes, yeah. We have practice for that, especially practice for that, the whole skull. I can show you all the slide because I'm teaching every day like that.
Really?
Yes. Let me see the picture. Because the whole skull involves so much about how you're connecting with the pole star, Vika, Big Dipper, and all the nine planets. The nine planets involved with all our organs. Every organ, every planet is one organ. So that is a whole, this is a whole system practice about everything start is beginning from you, nature, planet, and the star that are, we can practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the star we can practice is the Big Dipper and Pole Star. So that we only practicing the star we can, and the most important part is these two, the North Star, Vega, and the Big Dipper that involve with us. Okay. And that is a whole practice. That is the beginning and the planets. All the five major planets. That means nine planets, but the five major planets that connecting with our five major organs. They are the four involved with different other part of the body. So that is the whole practice of how we get it. Like the violet light, we have to use the violet light because the brain, all the communicating cell in the brain, it need violet light. No violet light, there are no communication light, because all this violet light is so much involved with communication. So when this is the West discovered that, okay, this the West discovered that the ultraviolet light, the universal ultraviolet light, so this ultraviolet biosignal is the communicating light. If this communicating light have problem, that the cell have no connection, and not communicating with the other cell, that mean that cell turn to a cancer cell. So anything happen, so any fortification of this signal happen, that cell turn to cancer cell. And the only violet light can change the whole problem. So now that is the Tao practice for 1,000 years. Mm. You have to learn how to grow a horn in order to absorb violet light and fill the whole white light with whole the whole brain with white light. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, when there no white light, the cell cannot talk to each other. And when the cell have no communication, even they living in a trillion cell, they turn themselves to the cancer cell. And that's right. Why when it turn to cancer cell, it slowly turn every single cell into cancer cell. And gradually, the whole body no light. So that is the anything wrong with this, that mean cancer. And it put off all the light, put off all the light in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is mean the end and die. Yeah.
That's where the balance comes into play, utilizing every mm-hmm. piece of the puzzle on earth. The balance, you're talking about the balance, you know, qigong, that's where this comes from, having, you know, the sun, whatever you need for your body, balancing with the elements is kind of the full effect of everything, right?
Yes.
Going back to balance. If you don't have that, you're saying that you can develop cancer and die.
And that's why the Tao practice is that for 1,000 years, 4,000 to 5,000 years, Tao already know the organs, and they have the pulsing, checking all the organ, how they work and how to balancing it. In the Tao practice is a set of practice back to 4,000 to 5,000 years ago. It's a set of practice of moving energy, taking all the environment energy, taking the planet and the universal energy into us, because our five major organ like the heart, the spleen, the lungs, the kidney, the liver, five major organ have connection to the nature and have very specified each organ connecting to the planets. So when we align these five major organ with the natural forces and with the planet, like the heart, connecting with the Mars, like the spleen, yellow, connecting with the Earth, or we call the Saturn planet. So each organ have one planet to connect and to download energy, and all the planets store information, store knowledge, and store wisdom, because each one are stored specified knowledge and wisdom for one particular organ, because the linking of the, like the heart fire is the Mars, like the Earth, the spleen is Earth, and that is Saturn. And the lung we call metal, and that is Venus. So each one have one particular planet to connect and have different color, and each planet have one wisdom and knowledge to nourish that organ. So it's a whole practice of about wisdom from the star. Yeah.
Now, do you work with stones or you utilize stones for anything?
Yes, we have the whole many sound. So the number one that everybody have to learn is each organ have one sound. Like the lung sound, we call lung sound, is the hissing sound in the lung. So we every organ have one position, one sound. So they are tonified, they have detoxing the sound. Like the lung sound, when you do the lung sound, when you do the lung sound, the right frequency. So the down meditate, they meditate down, and they hear, when they go deep, they hear the sound of the organ. And so our original sound, like the lung sound, is and when the Dao master listen to it, that they have the right sound, they're healthy. When they have making wrong sound, they get sick. So there is a one whole practice we call sick healing sound. You make the right sound. If the lung are sick, now they tune that sound. They get when you pronounce the right frequency of the good organ sound. Now the lung, when they receive this good sound, they started to get healing. I teach this so long, 50 years around the whole world, every country country that you can say that is a major country, I teaching that. So the sickling side is a basic training that everybody have to learn to heal themselves first, to make your organs, five major organs with five major sound, plus the last sound is the triple warmer, upper warmer. So that's called six healing sound practice. Yeah.
What kind of things have you seen in your lifetime that was maybe out of the ordinary, like something good happened with what you do, you know what I'm saying, like spiritually?
I teach 50 years. Up to now, right, 50 years. I started in America, teaching in America and Europe 25 years. And I still teaching in Europe. So up to now is 50 years. And every country in the world. And I wrote the Tao system 60 books. So that means I complete my work. And every system practice have recording in video. So we have a big data of video that people can go and look at it and to hear all the testimony of people around the world that do the practice. And then you can go into the mingtechchia.com and look for all the instructor. Every country, they have how many instructor. And every languages now, when I teaching now, is every time is translated into 8 different kind of languages in the world. Yeah. Wow. So you can go to mingtechchia.com and you look at that.
And see what kind of things have happened.
How many, all the testimony, all the recording, all the teaching is in there. So I'm making one big data for that. So everything is gathered in there.
Do you feel like that Taoism is always evolving? Like, are there, have you came up with new things that you didn't know and kind of added to the story of what you do?
Nearly every day. Every day. Because now I'm teaching another two months fully. We have people here. We have people here. Now we have so I'm teaching online now, mostly. Mm-hmm. But now here we have about 30 people that stay here and study here together with the online. So my major teaching part is online now. Because after COVID, you know, you have more way to travel. So that's so now I develop more in the, in the YouTube, now the people, they just send me that I have 7.5 million subscribers in the YouTube. That means the people that watch me. Yeah.
Wow.
So that is,
That's pretty wild. I mean, I guess what I'm saying too, like, have you came up with new ideas? Like if there was an idea in Taoism, right, that's in, you know, written, so forth, have you came up with anything that accentuates that information to some extent, you know, like improve the
I always teaching and pick up when I teaching all the new information all come in. So whoever study with me, they people stay with me 30 years for 30 years all the way. And people, they always say that Master Chia, you teach, you have more new information all the time. Because when I teaching, it connect by itself. And a new thing, when I teach, I don't know, in some new thing coming in, some idea coming in, some information coming in. So when I teach, every time is different. That means the same principle, but pick up information according to the people that I'm here. And they're in the present. So sometimes some people, they need to know certain thing, I don't know, but I pick up the information. It just come right and I talk to them. I teach it. And after the class, they say, Master Chia, you just, when I come, I have question, but now I have no more question. So that is the, when I teach, it's always energy. So yeah. When I in Australia teaching, that time I have one media. She nearly blind, you know, nearly blind. So she, teaching there in one whole week. She always sit in the back and have a young man guiding her to walk because she cannot see, but she can see things. And a lot of people see that. So she said, you know, when you teach, there are seven masters behind you. I said, yeah, I aware of it, but I don't know there is seven. Okay. And, so he said, the last one, number seven, not coming until you have a center. And that time I not even think about have a center because I in the US to buy a big, I always dream to have a big space and creating a Tao garden. And after he said, I don't know what happened. And suddenly all the students that I teach mostly from European and America. And I brought them to the Pattaya, Thailand. Every year, I like to come back. In New York, too cold, and stay in New York, too cold in the winter. Mm-hmm. So every December, I left. In the middle of the business, I left the U.S. because too cold now. So I come to Thailand, and we have the retreat here. And finally, they said, we have to have a center here. So that finally, we buy this Tao Garden. So that is, and we build. In 2 years, we build. So now we are here, we can stay 200 people. Okay, have room and everything and a space and meeting room and an exercise room and retreat and massage and healing. We have everything here.
Nice.
So we have the clinic and spa and the health clinic and holistic clinic here.
Now, so when you are teaching, what do you when you feel information coming through? Because I feel like I experience the same thing sometimes. What do you feel? When you feel connected,
when I teach, I always connecting with the energy. That is the first thing that is to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean I focus in the Dantian, and we always start with abdominal breathing. And when I calm, that means when it start, the violet light just come. Okay, and now we know that when the West discover and assimilate all the information, they come up with this picture. And this is what the Tao always talk about. Why did light come from the East? I don't know why they say the why did light come from the East, but that is the why did light. And that is the West discover that the whole universe covered with dark why did light. We have light because the sun too close to us. But actually we are in a, so when the darkness, then no sun, that is the dark why did light. It's the natural color in the universe. And that is the West, they spend 8 billion research fail and spend another 8 billion euro in research. And they discover that the whole universe is covered with this violet light. And that this violet light is our major practice. And I talk about this before very long time ago, because every time when the practice, they have to start with this violet light and how the violet light enter into us and reflecting to the rainbow color. And that is how our optic fiber, optic nerve on the back here And when the light coming in, it reflects them into the rainbow color. And our organ, so this is a practice. So our organs, this organ have one color that is reflecting and absorbing light, because our organ is light. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But inside us is darkness, no light. But when you see the light coming into the forehead, entering the eye, and this light reflecting in the optic fiber, the optic nerve here in the back, it's like a mirror, and they reflect light down to the organ like that.
Gotcha.
When I learned the Tao, I said, very good. I have a very good practice in the how to be in touch with the force, in touch with the energy, and in touch with myself. And the Tao all talk about this, but have a practice, a practical practice, you know.
Gotcha.
And the meditation, like you are praying, you sit and meditate, smiling to the organ, bringing good energy, and try to... So it's a practice, and all the practice is doing good, and think good, do good, and God will bless you. And that's what the whole Tao theory are. Yeah. So
nice.
That's why the Tao Te Ching, the Tao Bible, talking about doing good, think good, always think good, and don't think bad for yourself and other people.
Yes.
First thing, you have to love yourself. You have to make yourself healthy, and you have to make yourself, when you're good, happy, and healthy, you're a good person.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you mentioned your website, and I don't know if there's anything you want to mention before we go, put out there. I don't know if you want to mention your website again, your classes, your books. Is there anything you want to mention real quick before we bring this to a close?
Yeah, the people can go into mengtekchia.com and books, or into YouTube, just say mengtekchia books. And it can serve from any media. They have books, they have classes, they have people teaching around the whole world. So we have about 4,000 or 5,000 active instructors around the world teaching every country. Yes.
Awesome. Well, this has been Master Mantak Chi, and check out his website if you want to learn his philosophies. And I appreciate you coming on the show and telling me all your vital information and how the body's tied to the universe. And I appreciate that. And again, this has been Master Mantak Chi. I'm John Edmonds Cosma, the CEO of Bang Productions. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.